I'm Gwen Whitfield from Always Brighter, home of the Better Feeling Thought and the place to find inspiration to keep growing, learning, and reaching for a brighter and more fulfilling life. In last week's video, we talked about gratitude and about how it creates expansion in our lives. Expansion is growth, and if you're not growing, Gandhi once said, live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever. Now, we all know we're not going to live forever, but creating a life of learning is essential to personal and professional growth. Now, if you're here and you're watching this video, I know you're a person who wants to grow. Otherwise, you'd be off somewhere else watching Walking Dead on Netflix or eating a big box of chocolate. Not that there's not a time and a place for that, because, oh, I do love me some flesh-eating corpses. But if you sit around all day binge-watching Netflix and binge-eating chocolate, you'll look up one day with hair down to your ankles, and you won't be able to get up off the couch for fear of fitting through the door. And that's not the kind of expansion that we're looking for. That's unconscious living at its finest, and it's not going to fill your most important need of creating a meaningful and fulfilling life. You see, we all have the innate human need to grow and to be fulfilled. You can have love and safety and all the basic human needs met, but if you stagnate and live a self-centered life, you're going to miss out on your divine purpose and this one chance you have at a physical existence. So, what about that new computer system at work? They've come into your established routine and created an upheaval of epic proportions. You're perfectly happy with the way things are and see no need to change the system as it is. But you're not in charge and nobody asked you, and so now you're at the mercy of the machine. That's when your attitude can make or break you. You can sit there and whine and complain about how this isn't going to make anything easier or better, or you can remember what we talked about here today. That the attitude of being a lifelong learner will serve you in any new and challenging situation. This isn't just a new system brought in to disturb your peace. This is a chance to expand your knowledge and challenge your ability to adapt to change. You can feel the opportunity in your body, the excitement that knowing you can learn how to do anything, visualizing the day when this new system is easy, and you recognize the improvement that it brings to your workday and to the ultimate good it will do for you and your employer. And I bet with this kind of attitude, your employer's going to take notice. Your outlook changes everything when at your core you define yourself as a lifelong learner. If you define yourself as a lifelong learner, then no challenge can stop you and keep you from overcoming it. When you're open to new things and you look for ways to expand your experience, you have more and more to give back to the world. You can take what you know and encourage and teach those around you, adding value back to the energy pool of life. Have you ever been to a pond that's totally stagnant? Can't you just smell the rot and the funk right now as you sit here? That's what a life of internal focus is like. But if you add a flowing stream to the mix, it's going to churn up all of that death and decay and bring new life into that stinky, mucky water. And that's what happens when you move beyond your internal world to live a life that soaks up all it can with the purpose of giving back through the lens of your own experience and life. No one has your eyes and your heart, and the world needs you to learn and grow and teach in only the way that you can. Besides, it'll give you something interesting to talk about at parties, and for this introvert, bonus. Now, seasons change, and so will your interests and attention. What you love at this moment may not be what drives you 10 years from now, and that's okay. It's not what you learn, it's that you learn. It's that you continue to fill the well of your soul with that which it craves, something new, something to challenge you, and something that will excite and inspire you, thus creating a spark of life within that is ever expanding, leading you to your best and brightest self, so that you're always, always growing brighter. Let's all be like Gandhi. Live like there's no tomorrow and learn as if you're going to live forever. So right now, I want you to take some action and think about what you'd like or what you need to learn or what area of your life you want to improve. And then leave us a comment below this video and tell us what you came up with. Then let's all give each other high fives with our replies. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time. See you next time on The Brighter Side. Okay, we're going to do this again one more time. 15th time's a charm. Some water. I got some water. Wait, come back. No. Start the thing. You'll look up one day with hair down to your ankles and you won't be able to get up the... Now, if you're a business owner or an opt... Now seasons change, and so will your interest and attention. What you love at this moment, what is going on?